Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I just wanted to say hello, stop by for an hour, and see what we can do in terms of love and compassion and understanding. I'd like to dedicate the show to Rhonda here in Rochester, New York, Marjorie in Ohio, and Turi here in Rochester. Tonight, I think what I'd like to discuss, if we can, is meditation. And also what we can do about bettering ourselves through meditation and what to do with the meditation when we go through it. So what we're going to do this evening is that we're going to meditate. I'm going to be teaching some people how to meditate. And also for the advanced people, we're going to be doing some advanced work in terms of meditation. And we'll have a lot of fun this evening. So let me give out some phone numbers, please. Worldwide is 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-3222, and that's line 1, and 1-530-876-9916. And that's line 2. Before we get started, a couple of things. I'm going to have a person on by the name of Joyce Moll. She is a great healer here in Rochester. I'll let her discuss what she does. She'll be on in a couple of weeks. And then later on, probably in about a month, I'm going to have a gentleman on from Rochester, New York, who's known around the country, and his name is Sonam, and Sonam is also a tremendously great healer here in Rochester, and he's known nationally, and so we'll have a lot of fun. Meantime, let's get back to some meditation and what we can do to better ourselves in terms of opening up to more energy, a more awareness, such as peripheral vision, seeing colors much more vivid, keeping our minds clear, being more grounded, keeping our minds open, keeping the chakras open, and we'll do that this evening. It's very, very simple to do. It's not difficult. It just takes some time to focus, but we can do that for you. So what I'm going to do, if anybody needs to call in before that, or during the time, or after the time, during the meditation, don't hesitate to give us a call. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody that calls that needs some help, and I'm willing to do it as much as I possibly can to send them love, light, and healing energy. That's what I do, and I also do massage. I've been doing it for 16 years, and it's been a lot of fun. And so this evening, what I'd like to do is to put us through a meditation. It'll be about 15 minutes, maybe between 10 and 15 minutes. And you can come in at any time. It'll be a meditation that you'll be able to withstand without any trouble. Wherever you are with energy, you can come in. It'll be for the beginner, the intermediate, the advanced, and very advanced. So we can do some wonderful things. What we'll do is just sit and relax yourself and unwind. Allow yourself to breathe in. Very good. Allow yourself to release and let go. In the meditation that we are going to do, we're just going to hook into the voice of silence if you can hear it. If you can't, that's okay. The voice of silence is the most powerful voice that we know of in the universe and on the planet Earth. So what we'll do is just relax and allow yourself to breathe. You should be able to feel yourself going into a very relaxed state. You should be able to feel yourself grounding. You should be able to feel your tummy opening up. That's it. Just allow anything that is in the way to leave. That's what this meditation we're going to do, is just let go of everything. You should be able to feel yourself being grounded very, very much right now. Allow yourself to go down further. I know you can feel that. Take a deep breath through. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself opening up completely. Right through the bottom of the feet, going down towards the center of the earth. Again, this is for the beginner or the intermediate. You can only go as far as you can. But what we're doing is taking you on a guided meditation. Nothing will happen to you.
We'll have a caller in line two.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Steve.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi, Steve. My name is Mufid Nashashibi. I was referred to you by a friend of mine who was actually healed before by you.
Yes.
And actually told me that I should try to get the healing from you. He was actually with me
May I ask who your friend is?
Yeah, his name is Anthony Hernandez.
Okay, yes.
He called me about 3 weeks back.
Good. What can I do for you, sir?
I don't know. I heard that you have you give healing, different healing sessions over the phone.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Where are you
that
calling
work.
From? Can I ask?
I'm calling,
where calling from?
Orange County, California.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, you should be able to feel your heart and your stomach opening now. Can you feel that? You should be able to see light already in your body.
I can feel it.
Good. I need you to let go of everything. For the people that are in the meditative state, I am working with you. Just continue on your path. You should be able to feel the energy. I'm working on you guys as long as I'm working on this gentleman here, so don't worry about everything. I'm still very focused on you. You have a lot of darkness in you. What we're going to do, I'm going to ask you to let go of everything. Your thoughts, everything. You should be able to feel yourself becoming a little bit more focused. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Can you feel yourself grounding?
A little bit.
What I need you to do is just breathe in. That's it. We're in your spine now, just clearing you. Allow yourself to be free. Your mind is clearing. you're going to see a lot of white, and you're going to see a lot of black that's been leaving. The black is going very quickly. It's the top of your head, and it's clearing. Good. You're going to feel yourself swaying back and forth mentally. That's sort of normal because what you're doing is that you're becoming refocused again. So let your mind do what it needs to do. I'm watching what's happening here. Let go. How does that feel?
Feels good. Thank you, by the way.
Good. Your mind is swaying back and forth, and that's okay. That's okay. It'll slow down in a minute. There we go. Let go of everything. You should feel yourself really opening up a lot. Can you feel that? Can you feel your super consciousness now? You should be able to feel a tremendous amount of freedom in your mind. It's really, really opened up tremendously. How does that feel to you?
I do feel a lot of tension.
Excuse me?
I do feel a lot of tension, honestly, being relieved.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I put the phone down for a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But that felt really good, actually, I have to say.
Good.
It relieved a lot of tension. I just got done with a lot of things, so thank you.
Yeah. How's it going? You try to relax. There's a lot of black coming out and a lot of gray. Just allow that to come out. Don't move. Don't stir. Just allow it to come out. You're doing fine. This is really old stuff. You should feel your eyes. In your consciousness, you should feel it all the way down into your chest. You should feel the air coming through your body, and it's all the way down into your chest and your gut. Can you feel that energy?
Yes.
Good. What's happening now is that you're opening up tremendously in your chakra areas. You're clearing really nicely. You should have tingling through your feet. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Can you see energy at all?
Sometimes.
Okay. I want you to take a look both your hands. You should see a ball of light in the center of both your hands. Can you see that?
I actually can.
Good. There's a ball of light in both feet. Actually, it's your chakras in both feet that are opened up. Good. As that's opening up, you should have a lot more awareness going through your body. How does that feel to you?
Feels good.
Good. You should feel calmer than you have in years. You should feel more open. have in yours. I want you to do me a favor. As you're breathing, I want you to feel the energy going in through your eyes. You're going to feel cool air going through your eyes as you're breathing in. Can you feel that?
I can feel something going through my eyes.
Yes, that's cool air going through your eyes. It's going to the back of your brain, and it's going down your spine now. You should have a lot of energy and tingling in your spine. It's going all the way down to your sacrum and all the way down the back of your feet. You should feel very multidimensional right now. What we've done is that not only are you open, but you're opening up more, should we say, multidimensionally. It's the best way that I can put it. Can you feel that energy? You should feel very solid. Mm-hmm. You should feel more you. How does that feel to you?
Feels good.
Good. You're all done, young fella.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Give me a call back whenever you need. Okay? You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Take care now. We're getting back to the meditation where we left off, and what we're doing right now is that you should be very, very deep inside yourselves. You should be able to feel the energy in your legs. You should be able to feel a lot more open in terms of energy. And you should feel a lot more love. You should feel very direct to yourself and very direct to heaven. Your conscious is really, really open. And you guys should feel very, very grounded. For the people that are very advanced, what we're going to do is go to the center of the earth while I'm working on the people that are in the intermediate and beginning stages of meditation. So they're going to be where they need to be, but you guys in the advanced state of meditation, what we're going to be doing is we're going down to the center of the earth. Allow yourselves just to let go. You guys are doing great. You should feel yourselves opening up more. You are now about 3/4 of the way down. There we go. You're there. You guys should feel a tremendous amount of light coming from the center of the earth, going through your body, grounding you more, and making a connection, a full connection to heaven. You should be able to feel the energy between heaven and earth now. Fully and totally relaxed. You should feel strength like you've never felt before. Let go of everything. You're going to start feeling a lot more humility, a lot more strength, a lot more compassion. That's it. This is also happening for everybody in the beginning stage and the intermediate stage. wherever you're at, you're receiving the energy that you need. You guys are doing absolutely wonderful. Good. You should be coming back up into your minds right now, through your bodies, but your bodies are much more open. You should feel really, really open, very clear-minded, very grounded, and very directed. Your consciousness is wonderful. What I'm going to do, I'm going to hold my hand up, and I'm going to move it about an inch wherever you are on the planet. You should be able to feel that energy moving. I'm just sending you more love. There we go. You should be able to feel that. You guys are wonderful. It's just, it's so much fun working with you. It's so much fun feeling how wonderful everybody feels that's been with this meditation. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what kind of energy in terms of high or low or whatever the case may be. You should feel very grounded, very relaxed, very open, and in touch with your super consciousness. That's really, really wonderful. You should feel very relaxed, very open, you should feel very grounded. The more grounded you are, the more open you're going to feel. Your peripheral vision is more. If you have any green, anything beautiful in the home, roses or any kind of flower or any kind of beautiful colors, take a look at them. I think you'll see that you're open up a tremendous amount more in terms of consciousness. It feels really, really great to work with you guys. I'm just so happy that I can help in whatever way. How to stay there? Very simple. Meditate twice a day. Or start out with 10 to 20 minutes in the morning before you go to work. Or 10 to 20 minutes in the evening before you go to bed, when the kids are all settled down and you have a space. And what we need to do is also talk about sacred space. Sacred space means that you can have a little altar in your bedroom, you can have a little altar in a closet, you can have a little altar in another room. And that's your sacred space, so you can go there in the evenings, sit down, take your Buddhas, take your Stars of David, take your crosses, take whatever you need to make that a sacred space. Allow yourselves to be open to that area with love. Allow yourself to be open by letting go. When you're sitting down in your sacred space, allow yourself to be free. That's it. Give yourself the strength to be able to sit down in silence for about a half hour to 20 minutes. And allow yourself to breathe in all the love that's around you, all the compassion, and feel it. When you start opening up the heart. That's where God resides. That's where he resides in the body. Allow yourself the ability to be able to feel that kind of energy, to be able to feel the love that's within inside of yourselves, to be able to feel the compassion completely, and be compassionate with your family members, your children, your wives, your husbands, your lovers, whoever they are. Feel the compassion from you to them. Feel the compassion from you to the earth. Feel the compassion from you to everything. And it's really wonderful to do. Whatever religion you are, it doesn't matter. What matters is your belief in who you are. You're connected to God. We are all connected as one. It's really wonderful to use that kind of energy to allow yourself to feel the feelings of joy and of compassion and the freedom. But remember, sacred space. Give yourself 10 to 20 minutes every day just to be in that sacred space. If you have a Torah, if you have a psalm that you love, if you have a prayer that's really unique for you that just sends you, say it. Say it with love. Say it with compassion. Say it with feeling. Prayer is marvelous. Love is freedom. And I think it's really great that we have the ability to reach heights of, or states of height of awareness that are really good for all of us. And I think it's really, really good to get in touch with that kind of energy and allow yourself to begin to feel different. Allow yourself to feel more open, more consciously. Understand that you have the ability to feel things. Go out and touch a leaf, watch the tree just smile at you by white light going into the leaf. You should be able to see, if you have the ability to see, you should be able to see all the leaves on the tree turning white light. You should be able to see the tree itself turning white light. The soul of the tree looks just like us. It stays in the bottom part of the tree. It can range up to 6 feet in height. That's what I've seen so far. And it looks like us. It looks just like us. It's amazing. The eyes of trees is a big eye, and it looks at us. It's beautiful to see. The eyes of grass, the eyes of flowers, all look. They can see just as well as we can. The ability to be able to do that is just through meditation, just through love, through the compassion of opening up and allowing yourself to be free. To be free with the feeling that you can do whatever you want to do and allow yourself to be whatever you want to do. The more we get in touch with the love that's within us, the more that we can open up to the abound. More compassion, more love, more healing, more understanding, more wisdom. It's amazing because what we can do is that with the meditation that I'm teaching, what you can do with that basically is that you can walk into a group of people and without you even working at it, you can actually change somebody's life forever. Because what you're doing is you're taking your light and passing it to another person's light who might need that energy. You're not giving anything away. You're receiving energy all the time. it's amazing the abilities we have when we really hook into it and we start looking, and we can feel the energy just coming right from heaven through us and to another person. And if you don't have the ability to feel that, trust yourself that you can help somebody else just by walking into their energy field. Whatever they need, they will receive from heaven. You have a head start. You have the idea that you're connected to the consciousness, a super consciousness that allows you to actually see and feel more. You need to trust yourself and let go. The more you let go, the more that you will feel. The more that you see, the more that you will feel. So allow yourself to live in the truth of that light and the truth of the wonderfulness. Give yourself the ability to be honest with yourself, to open up to the consciousness that you have. Freedom is to be gained through love of self. Wisdom is to be gained through love of self. It's just wonderful the amount of energy that we have that we can share with each other and not even know that we're sharing it. That's the most beautiful thing. We're all connected to each other. To think that we're not connected to each other is not so, because God is connected to everybody on this planet through the heart. And if we feel enough, you'll be able to feel that kind of energy. That's why the great masters can talk to millions of people and heal them instantly, because they're allowing themselves to feel the energy that's coming right directly from heaven. It's so interesting to be able to work with people and to be able to heal them and heal ourselves all at the same time. It's just really incredible and very remarkable that God has given us the gift to be able to do that. It doesn't matter where you're at or what kind of energy you have. You can be in the beginning stage and be more wisdom than a person that's been doing it for 30 years. We don't know God's ways. We don't know anything about his ways. It's just amazing that people can hear right away. We need to trust ourselves. We need to trust our faith in ourselves. And the faith that we can help each other, it's so important. The other meditation I'd like to show you, we do have the time here, yes, is just a very simple meditation. It's called Breathing in the Breath of God. What we need to do is just sit still, shut our eyes, and just, I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe that in totally. Blow it out. I breathe in the breath of God. Now, as you're doing that, you're going to have more dark coming out, because what you're doing is breathing in the holy oxygen in the air. You're breathing in the breath of God. The idea of this practice is to realize that God is there all the time. Have no fear. Love yourself as God loves you. Breathe in. You should be able to feel the darkness coming out of you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Steve Barish. Can I help you?
Hi, Steve, how are you? It's Kurt down in Texas.
Oh, Kurt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm enjoying this beautiful weather down here.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. How's things in Texas?
Oh, it's going great down here. Everything's going well. You know, I can't be happier, you know.
Wonderful.
I have nothing but good things to say about life.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I was wanting to call you and touch base with you. You know, a few months ago now, yeah, I bought this MicroStar from Paradigm. And what I was wanting to talk to you about was Mikkel had, I was talking to her about it, and I've still got some more stones to put on it. And the MicroStar works with your chakras. And I was wanting to see if, you know, if you could kind of test me out to see exactly what chakra and what stones would benefit me in the MicroStar. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm actually feeling you right now. I'm trying to figure out what stone you would need.
I'm sitting in front of it. I've got a laser applied to the front cluster and everything. This thing's amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you have an emerald?
No, I do not.
Yeah. I would definitely get yourself an emerald. Either call Mikkel or talk to a jeweler down there.
Uh-huh.
And see if you can get yourself an emerald.
Okay. So you think they're great?
I can feel that going into your heart now.
Okay, great.
As a matter of fact, hold on. I will let you feel the energy of an emerald. Let's just take, do you have a nuclear receptor on or a projector?
Yeah, I've got the receptor on now.
Okay. You have what stone in there?
I have the zircon.
Okay.
White
I'm going stone. To take the zircon, and we're going to change it to an emerald.
Okay.
Okay, it's already turned. Feel the energy?
Yeah, I can feel that.
How does that feel to you?
It feels wonderful.
Yeah. Get yourself an emerald. That's what you need.
Okay, so... I don't know if you're familiar with the MicroStar, but the you know, the outside edges of it at the very corners have little receptor dishes.
I've never seen one. I've seen
okay.
one with I've seen one with Fred. I was at his show in California. I have not had the privilege to have one. I can't afford one right now. But I'll be getting that one of these days. You know, I just bought a platinum projector, so.
Yeah, I knew about that. How is that working for you?
It's extremely powerful. It's, I would say it's about 1,000 times more powerful than the gold, the 18 karat gold one that I had.
Yeah,
it's extremely powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I eventually want to get, step up to like the gold, receptor and, projector, at least with platinum bridges.
But I think that
the next thing I'm going to get is a Master Crystal.
Oh, I got to tell you about Master Crystals. Fred tried to sell me one for months. And I said, Fred, I can't afford this, whatever the case may be. I bought this Master Crystal. And I'm telling you something, I wouldn't part with it. If somebody walk up and wanted to give me $50,000, I wouldn't sell it.
Yeah.
I would not sell this crystal. The crystal becomes you, and you become the crystal. Yeah.
The funny thing about that is that, you know, that's what I've been thinking of, and I'm probably going to purchase one in the next few weeks, but I went on the website and looked at the crystal, and one in particular was really standing out to me.
Right.
Yeah, so... It really came on strong at first, and I looked at some of the rest of them, but the one was really standing out to me.
Well, you need to, what I would highly suggest is you have the ability to connect to things. Connect to that Master Crystal and talk to it, and see, I'm getting a loud yes, it's a very, very good crystal for you. But if you want to, you can make a connection with that crystal. Excuse me? Sorry.
Is it the crystal that I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. I would definitely get an emerald. I think that's the way for you to go.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, I'll call Mikhail and talk to her about that Monday.
Right. How's your mom doing?
She's doing wonderful. Yeah, she's
wonderful.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about her. I've got to call her this weekend to see how she's doing. But yeah, she's you really helped her, you know, when she talked to her on the phone. So I'm feeling good about that.
I'm so glad. That's what love and compassion is all about.
I know it, and you're full of it, Steve. You're just really a great person.
Well, thank you. The emerald should work.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll talk to Mikhail about, you know, trying to get it restructured and everything, you know, and add
okay.
to it. Okay.
Okay. Terrific.
All right, Steve. Well, listen, I really appreciate your help, and you got a great show going.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Say hello to your mom for me.
I will.
Bye-bye. Is somebody else behind there that wants to talk? Somebody there? Okay. That young man from Texas, he's been buying stuff from Dr. Bell for a few years, actually a lot of years, and he's really a tremendous young lad. He's got tremendous abilities in terms of energy, and he's using these products right to the hilt, and he's very, very good, very, very good with them. He knows what to do with them, and what I do is try to help. I'm sort of like the intermediary with stones and the ability to change one stone to another stone to see if that would work for somebody or not. And, of course, his came up that he needed an emerald, so I think that'll help him tremendously. What we need to discuss, let's go back to the I breathe in the breath of God. I think it's a good way of beginning and allowing yourself to feel the energy that comes through at whatever state you're at. I breathe in the breath of God will cleanse you and actually make you feel tremendously better. So what we need to do is go back into that meditative state. That's it. Just relax. And say, I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. I feel so good and refreshing. The more that you do these exercises, the more colorful you're actually going to be able to see things around you. So allow yourself to let go and allow these new colors to come in that are extremely vibrant, that are extremely colorful, and get used to those beautiful colors that will stay with you for quite some time. The more you do these exercises, the more you'll open up to that energy. And the more you'll open up to the energy that's around you, you have to remember that the aura is eternal. It's not a foot away from you or an inch away from you. It is eternal. It goes right to heaven. It goes right to God. We are all connected to that. So don't think that we're separated. We are not separated. We are all connected together. We are all individuals. We think different. We think the same. We do things differently. We do see things the same. I hope you understand what I'm saying, is that things are different between everybody, but the most beautiful thing is that God is God, and God connects to us as one. And it's so beautiful because he can send energy to anybody he needs to. Right away at any level, and it's just absolutely marvelous that we have the ability to feel that, and I just thank God so much that he's given us the ability to be able to feel that kind of energy. The more you open up to that energy, the more humble that you will become, the more that you'll be able to understand that there's a lot more that's happening on the earth and a lot more that's happening in the universe than what we think. And one gift that I was given was is that I was able to see inside the cell and see the complete universe inside one cell, and to realize that that cell dies every couple seconds and another cell is put back into us with the grace of God, and that cell has a complete universe inside of it. So what I was shown is that there's no separation. Energy is energy. Love is love. Compassion is compassion. And also, when you're connecting to the universe, if you see darkness, do not be afraid of the darkness. There is as much love in the darkness as there is in the light. We have to realize that the darkness that we see is not the same kind of darkness that you talk to or listen to or talk about movies or monsters or whatever. There is just as much love in black as there is in white. There is a balance between the white and the dark that we must get used to. We must allow that to happen to reach enlightenment. You have to have the ability to let go and listen to the wisdom of the light as well as the dark. We need both. We're balanced that way. God made us that way. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself not to be afraid of anything. Have the freedom to understand that you do have freedom, that you have the ability to reach and reach at anything you want, to do anything you want, as long as it's life-affirming, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, as long as the love comes through you, allow it to be boundless. Allow yourself to be boundless. Open up to the ability that you can do whatever you want to do. The energy will flow through you. It'll flow through you in kindness. It'll flow through you with tremendous value in terms of energy. So give yourself the respect. Give yourself the love. Make yourself humble. The more you receive, the more your freedom that you will have, the more light that will be in your body. The more light that you have, the more you'll be able to seek. And that's the ability that God has given us, to be able to be one, to be able to seek, to be able to be perfect in harmony without even working at it, not even looking at it. Allow yourself to be. You know, there's times when I'm working with people, and this is a good lesson that I learned, and I wanted to pass it to you. I remember working with a client, and one thing that I got is that I'm listening. I listen to the voice of silence. I listen to the voice of silence because that is silence. That is the most powerful voice on the planet. Enjoy it. Enjoy the love that's so profound with it. Enjoy the love that comes from it. I think it's absolutely marvelous that people are starting to enjoy that voice. Just follow it. A lot of fun to do. If you want to follow it and have fun, listen to your intuition and follow your intuition for, let's say, 24 hours or at least the time that you're up. And just follow it. And as long as it's life-affirming, follow it. I think you'll find some interesting things will happen to you. Then give me a buzz and let me know what happened, because I can tell you that things will be better for that day when you listen to the intuition. It's really great to do. I remember one time I was with a client, and I've done over 16,000 massages, and all of them are energy work. And I remember one day I started to cry. I was actually crying in front of my client. And I said, "Why me, Lord? Why are you giving me all this?" And a voice came back and said, "Because you listen." And it's so important to listen. You don't even have to speak. Just listen to the voice of silence. If you can't have the voice of silence, you can't hear it. Listen to yourself. Be quiet. Focus on nothing. The voice will come to you. The more you focus on what's important for you, the less information you'll receive. The once you let it go, in other words, what I'm saying to you is, if you give up the control, you will gain control. You'll have a control that's so powerful that nothing can touch it. You don't have to be afraid of people taking your energy. You don't have to be afraid of people wanting your energy. It won't happen at certain levels that you can reach and attain. So allow yourself the ability to let go. Nobody can take something from you that's not theirs. You need to allow yourself to grow, and you need to trust in the value of what you're learning in terms of God. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to yourself. Listen to your own ability. Anybody that's listening to me can be better than me. Anybody that's listening to me can be more powerful than me. I'm nothing. Without God, I'm absolutely nothing. With Him, I'm everything. So use your ability. Be in touch with that kind of energy. Allow that love to come through you. Allow it to just be a sense of freedom for you, a sense of compassion for you, a sense of love for you, because that's what it's all about. And believe me, when you start receiving that energy, people can feel that from you. You can feel it from you. And the more that you have that ability, the more that you can do. The more freedom you'll have, the more awareness you'll have, the more that you can do to help mankind and womankind, if you want to say that too, animal kind, nature kind, the freedom to help trees and flowers, even the ground. Everything has to be pure. Everything has to be love. And once you get to a certain level of energy, that love will be pronounced all through everything that you do. It's very important to realize that we have energies that are so pure and so profound. And once we get in touch with that, we can move that way. And I think it's very important because we all headed in that direction, believe it or not. We are all headed in that direction. It's just a matter of time when it actually happens. Hopefully, God willing, at some point on this planet, we won't need money. We won't need anything other than love from self, that we'll be able to heal ourselves, that we'll be able to heal others, that we'll be able to use the compassion to do whatever we need to do to help each other on this planet. Think of the love that you can give your neighbor. Think of the love that you can give yourself. The abilities that we have are very strong. The abilities that we do are very strong. And there's no reason why we can't give that to ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, and most of all, people that we don't think are our friends. We need to love everybody. The more love we give, the more change we can make on the planet. And I think it's very important to realize that love is abound and we need to use it very well. Anyhow, at 6:55, I'd like to thank a few people. And I was, Dr. Fred Bell, I was naughty last night. I was at a, I went somewheres and, I called the studio instead of calling Dr. Bell, and, I apologize for that profusely. My fault. I know better. I need to call you rather than to call the studio and, let them know that I won't be on the air. So again, I apologize. I didn't know. So, anyhow, have a good evening, everybody. I love you all. And hopefully, God willing, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.